You are now at an altitude of 2,890 meters. The ruins you can see around you here made up a system of huts designed to accommodate the Italian troops who guarded the Zebreu Sud and Zebreu Nord passes above them, from a relatively protected position. The long rows of barbed wire which encircled this military guard post speak volumes of the strategic importance of defending the upper Sedek Valley at the two points at which it linked to the upper Val Zebreu. Such large quantities of almost intact barbed wire are now very rare indeed on the former front line because it was almost all cut up and taken down to the valleys in the immediate aftermath of the war by those in search of scrap iron left over from the war to make a little extra money. The slopes and depressions on this side of the valley are high avalanche risk. A risk which had always to be taken into account in this area together with the risk of being hit by enemy fire. Proof of this are the constructions and firing positions for riflemen which were built in dry stone wall in a raised position both because it was especially difficult to carve out the rock or frozen ground to build trenches or because for most of the year the land was covered over with snow. At these altitudes in winter, in addition to the large volumes of snow, soldiers had to cope with extremely adverse climatic conditions and temperatures as low as minus 40. Leafing through the pages of the diaries and memoirs written by those who lived through this experience, the impression you get is that the men's main enemy was a harsh and dominant nature. Many accounts by soldiers and officers report both the bravery demonstrated by the men in battle and the extraordinary beauty of the places they fought in, but there are very frequent references to the cold they suffered during their long and frozen watches, their exhaustion after strenuous marches through snow, the difficulties involved in living in small improvised shelters perched on rock faces or dug out of the snow, ice or rock. The vision of life and death that emerges on the two sides is very similar. In mountain warfare, it is hard even to imagine what men must have suffered in having to adapt to extreme climates with ultra-low temperatures and copious snow falls in both summer and winter. As Giuseppe Albani wrote in his article Contro il freddo in Montagna, published in November 1915 in Club Alpino Italiano's monthly magazine, it can certainly be said that the equipment of the guards and advanced troops in high mountain positions in winter, and #8230, must undoubtedly have been modeled on those of polar expeditions. Preparation for this equipment in its most important elements was not within the reach of small-scale home industry, and the material and style of this equipment must have been organized by our provident military authorities, and #8230. The material required was twofold in particular, wool and fur. This latter was not necessarily luxury. The most humble furs sufficed. Cats, hares, rabbits and mice. Italian soldiers fighting on the White War Front were also given a booklet entitled Instruction to Soldiers on How to Combat the Dangers of Cold. We read, a flannel wool, never cloth, shirt is indispensable. A wool layer underneath the shirt, in the event of great cold, it helps to keep a piece of paper on your chest and one on your back between your shirt and this wool layer rather than next to your skin. A wool hat called balaclava, which covers your head, ears and neck, especially well suited to those who have to stay still for long hours in intense cold, and #8230. If you need to stay at length on the snow in the cold, it is essential to combat sleepiness and frostbite energetically, moving continually, walking around, stamping your feet on the ground, slapping your crossed arms against your shoulders, even singing and speaking. Except where you have orders to the contrary, and keeping your mind and body awake in every way possible, especially when you are left alone for whatever reason. And #8230. If you have to stay for long periods on the snow in the sun, including in fog, keep your eyes hidden from dangerous reflections using colored or smoked glasses. If you don't have glasses, before you leave, blacken the skin around your eyes, keeping them closed, and all around them. Careful not to burn yourself with a burnt cork.